Would you pray with me? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On All Saints Sunday, we give thanks to God for our beloved and departed dead. Those faithful ones who have run the race and gone before us on to their reward. All Saints is both a tender day of remembrance and a day of great thanksgiving to God for the mystery of life eternal. The perishable putting on imperishability, what is passing away, becoming what will never fade, something that the Bible describes as a mystery. The notion of saints, this is not original to the neck of the woods that we are in here in the Christian faith of the Reformed Protestant tradition. All Saints, this is a borrowed tradition that is most at home in the Catholic and Orthodox strains of the faith. Simply put, a saint is someone who has died, and the Church has declared that person to be with God in heaven. There are different reasons why the Church might be so bold as to say with confidence that a person is a saint. One example would be Saint Dismas, the penitent thief who was crucified alongside Jesus and of whom Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The word of the Lord is sufficient reason to declare that someone has gone home to God. However, most people do not get a personal affirmation from Jesus Christ that is recorded in the Bible. In those streams of the Church with a rich tradition of saints, there is the practice instead of entreating the saints in prayers. This is how a person has come to be known as a saint. I might pray to Saint Philomena if my child is sick, or to Saint Joseph of Osimo for safety during air travel. Those saints are close, oh, so close to God. And so perhaps I might entreat a saint to join in my own prayers, join their prayers to mine. Perhaps a saint might take my prayers and wing them to the very heart of God, and in the power of the Almighty, the world might see a wonder. This is to say, a person is reckoned a saint because of a miracle in the world. A miracle that someone prayed to a saint to bring to pass. And if enough of the faithful have found that their prayers alongside a dear departed one have borne fruit, then the Church reckons that one to be a saint. This is not arithmetic. This is a mystery. Suffice it to say, for the Catholic and Orthodox traditions, a person being reckoned as a saint is to say they are a person of great power. Saints are people who in their lives made the love of God manifest. Saints are people who, even after they have died, continue to create hope and faith and new life in the world. Saints are people then for whom what is perishable has become imperishable. The work of their life, which must come to an end with their breathings, this somehow has taken on eternity. The work and faith of their life has continued beyond the end of their days. The work of their life. God takes up herself and continues that work. Or perhaps it is better to say that the saint took up in their lives the work of God, which then God takes back. This is not arithmetic. It is a mystery. In this, I hold deep agreement with our Catholics and Orthodox siblings. I know that the love of God is made manifest in the lives of people. I know that the love of God is manifest in the lives of people. I have seen this over and over again. And I know also that the power of God in the faithful, that power isn't stopped by something as small as death. The power that is in the faithful, that power cannot be stopped by something so small as death. In some ways, death allows us to love one another with greater abandon, to see one another's value in the world with clearer sight. After most funerals, I will hear some version of the comment, "People have shared such beautiful stories. I wish they could have heard them when they were here." Or, "I wish that I would have told them. I wish that he could have known. I wish that she would have seen." There is something about the veil of death which cracks open the human heart to love with greater abandon, to see with clearer vision the difference that a person has made in their lives. To be clear, there is no need nor any wisdom in waiting to say wonderful things about your dear ones after they have died. Say those wonderful things today. And also, death cannot stop us from loving one another, from being inspired by one another. Death does not stop a person's legacy and the meaning of their life from continuing to flourish. That's not how any of this works. I see it all the time. The power of the faithful to make manifest the love of God, that power cannot be stopped as something as small as death. The perishable putting on imperishability. In your own prayers, do not neglect remembering the saints. These are the saints of your own reckoning, those faithful ones who, by your own knowing of them, have shown you what life can be. Those who, by your own reckoning, are people whose help you would dearly love. In the communion of the saints, we can remember and give thanks for Eleanor Yeoh, who was a fighter for women's rights when that was anything but guaranteed. And for days like today, I am grateful to remember in my prayers Saint Eleanor. In the communion of the saints, we can remember and give thanks for Ralph Watson, his great heart for those who live on the streets. And as desperation grows more desperate, I am grateful to remember Saint Ralph. As we seek to sing our way through days that shall be studied for centuries, as we seek to find some way to live through this and sing all the same, I'm grateful to remember Evan Shu, whose voice would always soar. I'm grateful in these days to remember Saint Evan. We give thanks and remember the faithfulness of the saints and give thanks to God, God who has given us all the strength and love we need, which is to say, God has given us one another. God has given us all the saints. Thanks be to God for that indescribable gift. Amen.